www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com. Open letter to the Burmese Myanmar Administration. Muslims, who make up some 15% of the population of Myanmar, are a blessing and bounty for the state. As the moral values of the Quran require, these Muslim brothers of ours possess great virtues such as industry, loyalty, respect, obedience, humility, peacefulness, modesty, and lovableness, and make major contributions to well-being, order, progress, and stability in the country, as well as striving for a bright future for it. It is extremely important for the Myanmar administration to provide the security, justice, and freedom needed by these peace-loving brothers of ours, who have a very deep love of their motherland and respect for the government. However, reports from the region show that our Muslim brothers in the region are unable to enjoy the respect, love, security, and peace they deserve. Muslims who largely inhabit the Arakan region are under severe pressure, as shown in the reports drawn up by many international bodies. The anti-Muslim campaign that grew rapidly during the 20th century cost the lives of 100,000 Muslims. Hundreds of thousands of people were either crippled or forced from their lands during a massacre in Arakan in 1942. The Burmese Socialist Party program, drawn up by a new administration in 1962, almost entirely did away with the Muslims' religious rights and freedoms, and they were prevented from living by their faith as they saw fit. This ended in the closure of all Islamic educational institutions and mosques, and going on the pilgrimage, performing sacrifices, praying on mass, and other religious observances were banned. In addition, arrests in violation of the laws and human rights, and the torture that accompanies them, as confirmed by international bodies, obliged Muslims to leave Myanmar. According to reports issued by the Human Rights Organization, 20,000 Arakan Muslims were martyred in 1962 through 1984. Hundreds of women were raped and just about all Muslims' belongings confiscated. In January 1992, it emerged that 700 members of the Muslim minority in Myanmar had been strangled to death near the border with Bangladesh. In 1994, more than 1,000 Muslims were martyred by execution without trial. These unjust and violent practices continued after the 1990s, and in 1992, 200,000 Muslims wishing to save their lives were forced to seek refuge in Bangladesh. A poor Islamic country, Bangladesh welcomed the refugees from Myanmar, but finds it difficult to help with food and accommodation. Because means of communication are limited, the internet is closely monitored, and those journalists who manage to enter the region are prevented from collecting and transmitting information. Our Muslim brothers in Myanmar find it difficult to make their voices heard. But those reports and pictures that occasionally make their way out reveal the huge scale of the oppression and injustice going on. The Myanmar administration is following a very wrong policy in oppressing its people and Muslim citizens. Oppression and violence can never bring about peace and stability. If the Myanmar administration wishes the country to take its place among the modern nations of the 21st century, and seek to attain development, progress, and regeneration, then it must first treat its own citizens with respect, affection, and understanding. This is what being a great state requires. It can obviously never achieve the status of a great state by oppressing innocent, powerless Myanmar Muslims who do no harm to anyone and who are, on the contrary, moderate, industrious, loyal, and devoted to their country and nation, and by preventing them from living by their religion. There is no question of Muslims disobeying or disrespecting the state. There is no reason why the Myanmar administration should be uneasy about Muslims, Islam is a faith of peace and love. Our Myanmar Muslim brothers, piety, devotion to the Quran, and loyalty to the Sunnah of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, are great blessings for Myanmar. In order for the Myanmar administration to make the best use of this blessing, it is essential for it to lift its oppression of Muslims. If the Myanmar administration desires wealth and well-being, then it can only obtain these by providing a climate in which its citizens can live as human beings, by ensuring their security, leaving them to live in liberty and guaranteeing their freedom of thought and worship. It will be the Myanmar administration itself that suffers most from ignoring this manifest reality. By ignoring the international community's demand for the establishment of human rights and law, and from a continuation of violence and oppression. Our hope is that the Myanmar administration will at once put an end to these practices and permit a fine and high quality life for all its citizens, including Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists. When it does that, the Myanmar administration will then deserve a place among the modern civilized states of the 21st century. Various images revealing what is going on in Myanmar. Below are a number of pictures revealing the plight of Muslims in Myanmar. The entire Islamic world has a responsibility to ensure that these Muslims achieve peace and security. If the Islamic world wishes to liberate our Muslim brothers who are suffering in Myanmar, Bhutani, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, and many other parts of the world, and to achieve a lasting solution for them, then it has to be united. A Muslim world that acts with solidarity as united brothers will encounter no more such problems and will guarantee security, peace, and well-being not just for Muslims, but also for Christians, Jews, and Buddhists, and even for irreligious people and atheists.